I'm Mike Robertson for ECNN. Today is Saturday, March the 25th. Two people died when their vehicle was swept off the roadway by water over the roadway in Wright County. 19-year-old Alexander Roman Ranelli of Springfield and 20-year-old Devin Holt of Grove Spring both drowned when their vehicle entered the water that was over the roadway at Highway M and Parks Creek and was swept downstream by the fast-moving current. Four other occupants were rescued from the vehicle without injuries. A pedestrian was killed when he was hit by a vehicle Friday east of Donovan. The Highway Patrol reports that 47-year-old Billy Hall of Donovan was killed when he was hit by a car as he tried to cross the highway. The driver of the car, 21-year-old Remington Payne, was not injured. The accident happened on U.S. 160, 8 miles east of Donovan. A woman from Ava will go to trial in December on multiple sex crimes. 49-year-old Shauna Ross is charged with 2 counts of statutory sodomy and 2 counts of sex trafficking. Two other men have been charged in connection with the case. Robert Atherton was charged with statutory rape, statutory sodomy, and sex trafficking. His case has been moved to Texas County on a change of venue. And 66-year-old Harold Blair has been accused of multiple child sex abuse. In February, Blair was indicted by a federal grand jury on charges of using 2 minor girls to produce child pornography. He's set to appear in federal court in Springfield on April 6th. A West Plains man has been arrested on burglary charges. Quentin Lee Wake was charged with 2 counts of burglary, 2 counts of stealing a firearm. Wake is accused of stealing firearms, tools, autographed items, and a motorcycle. He was being held on $25,000 cash or corporate surety bond. Wake was on probation at the time of his arrest. A woman from Mountain Home was arrested early this morning in Baxter County. 58-year-old Tommy Joe Pearson was arrested on charges of felony possession of a controlled substance, felony possession of drug paraphernalia, furnishing prohibited articles, obstructing governmental operations, and misdemeanor possession of a controlled substance. Her bond was set at $10,000. A man from Hardy was arrested after a traffic stop near Williford. 24-year-old Thomas Macklin was arrested on charges of possession of a Scheduled 1 or 2 controlled substance, meth or cocaine, possession of firearms by certain persons, and simultaneous possession of drugs and firearms. Macklin was taken to the Sharp County Detention Center. A man from Houston, Missouri, was injured in an accident Friday morning south of Houston. The Highway Patrol reports that 23-year-old Gabriel Pacheco suffered minor injuries when he drove off the road and overturned the pickup he was driving. Pacheco was taken to Texas County Memorial Hospital. The accident happened on Highway 17, 5 miles south of Houston. A man from Oklahoma was injured in an accident in Shannon County Friday morning. The Highway Patrol says 46-year-old Philip Stockwell suffered minor injuries when he drove off the road and overturned the vehicle he was driving. Stockwell was taken to Mercy Hospital in Mountain View. The accident happened on Highway 60, 1 mile east of Winona. A Donovan man was injured in a one-vehicle accident in Grandin yesterday. The Highway Patrol reports that 91-year-old Letch Tipton suffered minor injuries when he failed to negotiate a curve, ran off the road, and struck a tree. The accident happened on Highway O in Grandin. On April 4th, voters in Oregon County will be asked to vote yes on a use tax. This is not an additional tax. The tax is already being collected on all online purchases, but the money goes to Jefferson City, not Oregon County. The tax would mean an additional $10,000 to $15,000 a month for the county, money that could be used to fund Oregon County governmental departments. You are already being taxed. Why not keep the money local? Vote yes April 4th on the Oregon County use tax. Several local highways are still reported as closed because of flooding. In Howe County, 142 in southern Howe County is closed. In Ripley County, Route K and Route NN are both reported closed. In Arkansas, Sharp County's Highway 175 is closed because of water over the roadway. In Randolph County, Highway 166, and in Lawrence County, Highways 115 and 117 both reported as being closed because of water over the roadway. For more news, sports, and weather, go to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com, streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo, Dot, Google, smart speakers, the ECNN app, and more. And don't forget, don't drive into flooded areas on the highway. Remember, turn around, don't drown. At ECNN, we care.